broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. Imagine this, a head-to-head match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, $10 million at stake. This is what Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson have been talking about and their people have been working on for, apparently, according to Golf.com, several months. It was going to happen on July 3rd, was, obviously, another date they say is being talked about. I thought, not really, this can't be so. I want to hear from the players. And then Phil said something. So the question, of course, is it out of their own bank account? Is it their $10 million? Is it 18 holes of match play or stroke play? I mean, match play would be like over. It could be real fast. Stroke play, who's on that day? It would take it all. Maybe they should have like just something innovative. Heard this on Golf Channel this morning. Maybe a skills challenge, glass breaks and long drives and bunker shots. And then whether it's match play or stroke play, take it on. Or making a skins game so they have to put their own money down. That's the question. Is it the $10 million that they're putting out of their bank account? Who's got the edge? Who's got the edge? And I wonder what shoe tip Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson should wear. So we're going to talk with none other than Dr. Joe Parent, Zen Golf, after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futurastone, for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots, concrete-colored floors, and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, master PGA teaching professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Now let's bring right into the clubhouse Dr. Joe Parent, Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach, best-selling author, Zen Golf Mastering the Mental Game, Zen Putting Mastering the Mental Game on the Greens, Zen Tennis, the best diet book ever, that's the Zen of Losing Weight, really good book. And today, Zen Golf's Dr. Joe Parent is bringing shoe tips into our world. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Good morning, Dr. Parent.
Good morning, Danielle. Great to be on the show again.
And it's good to have you here. So when I was talking about Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and this $10 million at-stake challenge between the two of them, just going head-to-head, everybody's dream, everybody's either a Phil fan or a Tiger fan, and having them on the course together, I couldn't help but wonder what you would think would be their mental edge. Who's got the edge?
Well, I can tell you one thing from your introduction. They won't be used playing with their own money. Lee Trevino was famous for saying, pressure, what pressure? I'm playing for OPM, other people's money.
Yes.
So that's the one thing I could pretty much guarantee. If they're doing this, they know that it's for entertainment. At the same time, they both would just like to just really, really trounce the other guy. So it's going to bring a level of intensity, which I think will really help Tiger. He plays best with that level of intensity. And Phil, he is working with his creativity. And I think those are the two main things that each of them have to go with. Now, Tiger, he has tremendous imagination and creativity in his recovery shots. But I don't know if anybody has any better than Phil.
You know, I couldn't help but think that Phil has won recently. He has won a tournament. Tiger is still working toward that winning mode, that that closing. So I was thinking, you know, I wonder if Tiger's ready for something like this.
This is a whole different thing. So it's going to be a very different mindset. They don't have to play better than 150 other guys.
Uh-huh.
They have to play better than the other guys.
Okay.
So I don't know what the format will be, but, you know, you talked about shoe tips, and we're going to talk about that for the show, but it's having having just a couple of main keys. You know, the wonderful thing about, and I'll describe them. Shoe tips are, it's a device. They're two clips that you put on the laces of your shoes with labels that slip in, and you get to pick the labels. There's a variety of them. You can even write in your own. But they're two swing keys that you want to have in mind. And you ask what we'd have for Tiger. For him, I would say visualize and trust. And for Phil, I would say something more like tempo and impact. So we all have different personalities. And what I like about shoe tips are that you have them with you. You know, they're not on your fingertips, but they're on your shoe tips. And you see them as you look down, and I love it for your programming swing. So you get those swing keys put in that you're going. It's the last thought you're going to have over the ball. And I like that there are two of them. So I have one for the backswing and one for the through swing. Such as for me, I like tempo on the way back and commit on the way through. Those are my two favorites.
That's good. I like stay down and trust.
And that's good. That's why, you see, that's why it's for everybody individually. And you know, it's a radio show, so you can't see it. But if you go to shoetips.com or go to Amazon and just put in shoe tips, you'll see there are two little clips, black clips with black labels that go in. So they kind of they disappear into your shoelaces, so they're not distracting, but they're very vivid when you need to see them and look down.
And it's perfect.
And to me, that's a perfect combination.
Yeah.
Perfect combination.
Because what you're doing is you're setting up for the shot, and you're thinking that you're getting, and probably that's the key word, you're thinking that you're getting everything together and you're all ready to go, and then you're thinking, and you're wondering, well, do I have everything? Am I standing right? Is this really have I thought of everything? Unfortunately, that would be the problem. You're thinking so much that you're getting,
right.
And these shoe tips, and shoe tips
simplify golf. Everything.
Yes, they simplify. It's just right there, and it's right attached to your shoe via your shoelaces. So it's just like putting on a little brake bracket, and inside that you have the swing, and there's 18 of them. Shoe Tips Golf comes with 18 of these tips. But as Dr. Joe Parent said, Zen Golf, that you can also write your own. So if you have...
If you turn them over, and you can use a Sharpie or indelible marker and write your own tips in. So, you know, for me... it provides all the flexibility for anyone, and yet all the pre-printed ones, that's why I'm a brand ambassador for Shoe Tips, and that is that they've drawn a lot of them from Zen Golf. Now, you could carry the Zen Golf book with you around for your round, but it's kind of impractical. So why not take your favorite two Zen Golf swing keys and put them in as tips that... You know, if you think about it, as you set up for a shot, you know, you set your club behind the ball, and then the last thing you do is you look down to make sure that your stance is the way you want it, that your feet are set the way you want them. So the last thing you see are your swing keys. And then you're not worried about, am I going to remember what I wanted to work on? And they're just one or two words, so they don't clutter your mind with a lot of instructional thoughts. They're just... That's why I don't think of them as swing thoughts, but swing keys. So if you just see tempo and commit, it's not complicated. And it helps you take it back smoothly and then really get through it. And what's better than that?
We're talking with Dr. Joe Parent, Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach and best-selling author, Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game. He's the ambassador endorsing this particular product, Shoe Tips Golf. You can find it at shoetipsgolf.com, or you can go to Amazon, of course, and just put in Shoe Tips, and you can find it. And the two base clips just slip on over your laces or through the slots on the bag tag. See, there's an option here. If you don't like the idea of having something on your shoes, you can use it on your bag tag and put those swing thoughts that you need to work on just really simple keys that come from Zen Golf, and that's why Dr. Joe Parent is so involved in shoe tips. Now, one gentleman said, want to lower your handicap? Getting better is all about focus, and shoe tips helps me refocus an instant before I swing, which was perfect. I have a problem when I come down and the ball is on the grass, I'm using an iron, and I do my practice swing, and it's absolutely perfect. And then I put the ball in position, and I'm ready, and then I don't hit the ball absolutely perfect. And as my coach says, you did that so perfectly in practice, we need to give you a different key. Why don't you look at the grass, right, that little blade right before that ball, so you're not, it just throws me off, and I know it throws off a lot of people. So it's, I need to trust my swing and whatever, I can write in something that will describe where my focus needs to be.
We already have it. We have a pre-printed one that I think would work great for you, and it's breathe and focus.
Perfect.
And then the other one is trust. So if you have breathe and focus on the way back on your right foot, if you're a right-handed golfer, and then trust on the way through, the message is, you see that you'll create little mental codes for yourself. The word trust will mean trust my practice swing. And so you just repeat your practice swing. Breathe and focus is I'm going to breathe and get myself grounded and focus on that blade of grass.
Yeah.
So it's a shortcut key. You know how on a computer, you don't type in the whole program. You just hit your shortcut key. And so these shoe tips act as a shortcut key that remind you of the full image that you want to have and the full feeling that you want to have that as you make your backswing and go through the ball into your finish.
So did you work with shoe tips? Did they come to you and say, we really like your swing keys, we'd like to do this? How did that work?
Shoe tips came to me and said, you know, we're so in tune with Zen Golf and the tips that we've chosen, we would like you to be our brand ambassador. And so I have been working with them to be sure that we have the ideal labels in there, and they, I love the way that they made the backs of them hold a marker so that you can write your own in. So there are an infinite number of tips that you can choose from, and it matches up exactly with what I want, because I don't want people to, you know, I one of the chapters in Zen Golf is, during your swing is not the time to give yourself a lesson.
Yeah.
So, and I have another chapter in Zen Golf called Never Keep More Than 100 Thoughts in Your Mind During Your Swing. And I swear, I had a student say, I'm trying to get it down to 100. Now here we've boiled it down to two simple keys. And then you know, okay, I don't need anything more than that. Now, here's the cool thing about it. You have your tips there. Let's say you hit a great shot. As you know, Danielle, I teach a post-shot routine. Almost nobody else does that, but I teach a post-shot routine that's very important. So when you hit a really good shot, you want to reinforce what you did. Well, your tips are right there. So then you can say, for example, the shot you were talking about, that you hit a good one, you say, that's how I always hit it when I breathe, focus, and trust. Boom. All set. Now you've boiled it down, and your subconscious says, hey, all I have to do is breathe, focus, and trust, and I'm going to hit a good shot. And everything gets simpler. And that's what shoe tips, you know, it's unique because it's not a training aid. Shoe tips are a playing aid. They're legal under the USGA. They're permitted under the USGA rules of competition, tournament play. You can wear them as you play, and therefore they're with you as a playing aid, not just a training aid. And that's, to me, one of the most important things. I love them. I use them. I recommend them to my students, and I give them to other coaches. And, you know, all I can say is They're great, and don't tee off without them.
And they're super affordable. It's $19.99. I was really impressed by that. Shoe Tips helps calm the mind, gives me a greater sense of possibility, focus, and commitment. No other product helps you channel your mental game while you play. And that was from another person who's using them. These are quotes from the website. It's shoetipsgolf.com. You can find them at Amazon and get them shipped to you right away so you can play as soon as possible with those swing tips, those mental game tips right there on your shoes or on your bag if you prefer not. But I like them right there because that's the last thing I'm looking at is down. Right in front of me. Dr. Joe Parent, thank you so much. Golf Digest top mental game coach, top 10 mental game coach, best-selling author, Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game, and brand ambassador for Shoe Tips Golf. Great talking with you.
Thanks, Danielle. Let's do it again soon.
Awesome. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Take a trip to Scotland. Actually, the course called Scotland is where we're going to, and we're going to go with Tom Coyne, author who's just come out with his latest book, a wonderful, wonderful journey. It's really amazing. Okay, I don't want to say anything more. I just want you to stay with me when we talk to Tom Coyne about it. But I have a little piece of news for you, just in case you were wondering. You know, Bryson DeChambeau's compass is illegal. It does not conform to the rules of golf. The USGA has ruled that the use of the protractor, also known as a drawing compass, during a stipulated round is a violation of Rule 14-3A of the rules of golf. I'm quoting John Bodehammer now, who spoke at length with Golf Digest. He's USGA Senior Managing Director of Championships and Governance. He said, with some of these sorts of devices, it can be difficult lines to draw on what's permissible and what is not permissible, but here we draw the line with Rule 14-3. So, but he also said this, and I thought this was so cool. I've got to be honest with you. Bryson is amazing. We had a great discussion. We applaud his innovation. He always is on the cutting edge, and I think we need to be talking with him more often to get a sense of how technology can be used by players. I think we'll see him continue to push to make things better, and we applaud that. Yay, USGA. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Tom Coyne, New York Times bestselling author of a course called Ireland. His latest released earlier this week is a course called Scotland. He also wrote Paper Tiger. He was on the show when he did that, an obsessed golfer's quest to play with the pros. He wrote A Gentleman's Game and its film adaptation, and Tom Coyne is an assistant professor of English at St. Joseph's University. That's very important for this story. Welcome into the clubhouse, Tom.
Danielle, thank you so much for having me back. It's great to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. I have to tell you a story, okay?
All right.
I get your book, right, and I'm reading it, and I'm the first chapter, and then coming home, 14-year-old is sitting at the table, and they're having dinner with a 66-year-old, okay? So they're sitting into two completely different worlds, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I say, okay, listen, I gotta do a reading for you. And they're like, oh, God, you know, she's going to read to us. So I read the chapter. I did a reading of the first chapter of a course called Scotland. You, Tom, had them at the bones part and the birth of St. Andrews. And they were on their absolute edge when we got to the end of that chapter with 6 feet to proof. My club head comes unstuck and bumps the ball, sends it rolling. I'm not breathing, but I'm hoping. And gosh, Tom, I mean, they looked
at... That is high praise that kept a young person's attention. You read it really well. I have to do a reading tomorrow night. I want you to come read for me. You do a better job than I do.
Oh, my goodness. But then they looked at me like, so did the ball drop, you know?
You have to get all the way to the end to find out what happened. That's how you hook them, and then I got to read the rest. So it's
well, that first chapter, in this first chapter of the book, Tom Coyne, just released this week, is a course called Scotland. He talks about bones, okay, and how St. Andrews starts. And that alone was enough to make me the wishing archaeologist go, oh, wow, there's history here, you know, and I'm going to go into the deep. And then your whole, putting this whole trip together, searching for the secret. We've got to go to golf Mecca, hunting for the Holy Grail.
Exactly. Anywhere, it's got to be in Scotland, right? If there's a secret to golf, I figured, and really that's the secret to golf. I mean, I've been chasing it since I was 10 years old. So if it's somewhere, it's got to be in the home of golf. And I hadn't been there very, you know, I'd only been there once before, and I certainly knew Ireland, but I needed to get to know Scotland. And, you know, if I'm going to find the secret, it's going to be, I got to look everywhere. So it was very much a no stone unturned approach, and man, I certainly got around for sure.
Oh, your friend Robert. There's something about Robert that is like, I know a leprechaun comes to mind from Ireland. Just this person who's leading you down this path that you have to follow, and you're not really sure why, but
yeah.
you're gonna go.
You have one. I mean, we probably all have one of those friends who. You know, sometimes we're not sure why they're our best friend or we're such good friends, but they do lead you to places that you didn't expect, good and bad, and certainly Robert is a key character in the story, a very complicated character, but someone I needed to write about because he had so much to do with, you know, why I went on this crazy journey, this very unreasonable, even unhealthy golf binge of 111 rounds in 57 days.
Did you just hear that? 111 rounds of golf in, did you say 57 days?
Yeah, 57 days, because I wanted the final round to be a qualifier for the Open so that I could test what I'd learned in the home of golf and see, you know, where's my game and how does it stack up. And so that gave me a hard end date, and I had a hard start date because I'm a professor and had to leave after my, you know, I had to finish my last class and then jump on a plane. So I had a tight window and had to squeeze in, you know, when I decided to just play, I wasn't just going to play here or there, that I was going to go everywhere. You know, the itinerary really got out of control for sure.
I love the part, See, Bart, this book is a course called Scotland, and you really must get it, and it's got to be in your library, because when you're planning a trip, let's say, to Scotland, and you read this, whatever you plan will seem like a simplistic little a romp in the park, because you have two children, right?
And I do. And, I do. I have two little girls.
And part of his planning process, of course, was asking his wife for permission to leave her with the two girls. And I love this phrase, AK, after kids.
It changes everything, right? Because
yeah.
I talk about, you know, how I sort of lay out the strategy about how to sort of get permission for one of these boondoggles, you know, and remain happily married. I do get into that in the book, because with my last few books, it's a question I get more than any other. It's like, you're actually married? You know, your wife let you do this? And so I talk about that a little bit. But I do mention, you know, I'm in a whole different world now. After kids, it's like I can't count on a yes, or, you know, everything's different now. And I don't just live, you know, for myself anymore. So, yeah, certainly a different kind of ask this time, for sure.
What's really cool about this book, A Course Called Scotland, is when Tom Coyne, the author, was writing Paper Tiger, it was all about trying to become a professional golfer and do it with mental coaches and all the different bells and whistles that we all need sometimes to use to get our game together. But using it, like, didn't you absolutely follow all the rules?
Absolutely. I mean, the Paper Tiger was a buy-the-book, I want to have everything the pros have and see how good I can get, you know, live that golfer's fantasy of, you know, they're just good because they just get the golf and they have coaches and shrinks and trainers. I said, well, I'll do all that and I'll see, you know, what difference does it make? And it certainly makes a huge difference. But, yeah, like the approach in this book, because I'd always wondered, you know, maybe I was too technical. Maybe I went too by the book. You know, what if I kind of go to Scotland and take a more sort of soulful approach and just be open-minded and see where golf takes me and play the game as it was originally played, as maybe it's meant to be played, and see what I learned that way. Sort of like a holistic, even a more spiritual approach to my best golf. So I was definitely chasing next level golf again, but I was taking a very different tack this time.
Exactly. The secret to golf. You would dig it out of the dirt.
Yeah, right. I would go find it in some cave in the Highlands somewhere, or some half drunk caddy in Inverness or whatever, you know, that it was somewhere that someone was gonna whisper in my ear and tell me, this is what you've been looking for, man. And I think I find a few of those for sure.
Exactly. You find a lot of very interesting people on this journey. Before we talk about the little bit more interesting, significant ones, the customs agent that you ran into. Listen, Tom Coyne, he wants one suitcase, okay, because, of course, he's got to have his laptop to take notes because he's going to write a book, and he's got to have your clubs were with you, right, plus the suitcase?
Yeah, I had clubs, yeah.
Yeah, and he buys a suitcase thinking that it has to be the right size, because why would they sell a suitcase that's not the right size? And it's illegal.
Yeah, right. I mean, who sells you a travel ban suitcase? So I show up at the airport, and they said, it's too big. I said, are you kidding me? I've got 2 months of my life in this bag, and it all has to fit. And they finally subtracted the wheels and said, all right, you can take that on. But, yeah, the airport was like just getting over there, you know, running into the customs agent and her asking me, what are you doing? You know, trying to tell her, like, where I'm staying, and I'm going to be here for 2 months, and, well, where are you staying? Well, I'm staying everywhere, and I'm going to do all this, and are looking at me like, what do you do? I write golf books. Oh, and she tells me, well, that sounds really boring. I said, I said, well, this is a good start to the whole trip.
That's his first day setting foot on, you know, Scottish shores, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds boring.
Right.
Yeah.
It got more interesting from there, for sure.
Well, absolutely, because on the radio, on a Sirius XM, I guess, PGA Tour radio, you actually said to people, you want to come and play with me?
I did. I opened up the invitation to any and all comers, and which was, I wasn't sure if that was going to be the worst idea I ever had or the best idea I ever had, but I knew I need, with a story like this, and certainly you learn from doing the books, that the books are about characters. You know, they're about people. You can only describe a five iron so many times or what a golf course looks like so many times. It has to be inhabited with interesting people. And so I just said, you know, if anyone's willing to come and play with, to travel to Scotland and play with me, they're pretty interesting already just for doing that. You know, they've got to be a little bit crazy, probably in a really good way. And so, yeah, I had a band of probably, over the course of the trip, probably 15 different people came to join me, and more than half I'd never met before. And they definitely bring the story. If the book's successful, it's because of them. You know, it's because of what they brought to it. They brought their quirks and their genuine selves. And what's cool is the bonds that we formed. These people I didn't know, they've really become my best, some of my best friends, who I keep in touch with almost some on a daily basis with a text here and there. You know, travel really bonds people, I find, and we certainly did bond.
Traveling and then, you know, the game of golf, just
Absolutely.
Being on the golf course, right?
No doubt.
Yeah. Now, you say you've gone to some of the far-flung golf courses that you need to fly to or to travel by boat to?
Yeah.
Wow.
This was why, I mean, Scotland was so different than Ireland, and, you know, people ask me, because when I walked, when I did the Ireland book, I walked for 4 months, and everyone says, well, did you walk Scotland? And I said, well, Scotland's geography is a lot different. You know, it has a lot of different islands. It has all these locks, and it has peninsulas, and it has all these fingers. The coastline is sort of broken up and gnarly, and there's ferries, especially when you get up into the Highlands, ferries taking you all over the place. So, yeah, to get to some of these island courses required either a ferry or a prop plane or a prop plane to another ferry to get to an island.
Oh, we just lost Tom. We're talking. Oh, my, we've just, and he got to somewhere. All of a sudden, we've lost him. Just a second now. We're talking with Tom Coyne, New York Times bestselling author. The book is called A Course Called Ireland. It's his latest. The bestselling book was A Course Called Ireland. And I wouldn't be surprised if A Course Called Scotland becomes a bestselling book as well. Tom Coyne is an assistant professor of English at St. Joseph's University. And the funniest part, some of the map, you know, when he was putting out the map of Scotland to try to find where all of the different courses were, and every time he started putting pins in, he'd put one pin in, you know, here's pin one. There are pins everywhere. They were covering, and one of his daughters started taking out some of the pins, and he said, you know, that looks like a better option, just because it wasn't so crowded. He went to 111 golf courses in Scotland, some, as he was saying, by ferry. Some he had to travel in a small plane. And some people came literally through the invitation,
yeah.
And afterwards he thought to himself, and I'm just
yeah,
saying this,
and?
Of the book he wrote. All of this is in his book, and it's a wonderful, wonderful read. It grabs you from the beginning, and you can't help but want to go on this trip. And you're involved in the planning process. You're involved
you
in
know,
the traveling. And he has
yeah,
got
good.
A really great way of
it's
describing
about time that he
not just what he's doing, but
job.
Also how it's making him think. You know, the fears that come up. And, Tom, I was just talking about the pins that you put in the map of Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, and your daughter pulling some of them out.
And hoping she pulled out more and more. It was amazing. The map, it was hard to get a map big enough because I even did some of England and Wales, and it just grew and grew. And so I just putting these map pins all over, and it was just amazing to look at that some nights and think, I'm actually going to do that. And it was a little bit frightening. It was very frightening, actually. I mean, I don't think I ever expected that I would actually finish it. I think I planned all this golf and figured, somewhere along this map, it's gonna stop. I'm just gonna give up. I'm not gonna be able to do this, and just going sort of, you know, one course at a time, you know, one shot at a time.
Uh-huh.
Finally, you end up and you're back where you start, and you think, wow, life is amazing.
Now, when you were in the process of this search for the Holy Grail of golf, finding the secret to the game, you were also, in your other books, you always had a drink or two or three or four.
Yeah.
Did you drink your way through Scotland?
No, you know, that's one of the things I talked to the reader about early, you know, pretty early on in the book. That's one thing that's different about my life now, that I don't drink anymore. And Robert is certainly a character that carries that mantle, that carries that responsibility in this book. And that's one of the reasons he's there. You know, it's not I still talk about pubs and where you go for the distilleries. And so from an informational point of view, there's like nothing lacking if you definitely want to go to Scotland and know where the best pubs are and the golf pubs and know how you combine golf and a whiskey tour, which a lot of people do. But yeah, that was definitely a change. There was a lot changed in my life between Ireland and Scotland. And I wanted to be, you know, honest with the reader about what had changed. It doesn't, you know, it's not a book that, it's not like a sobriety tale or a book that like really beats that drum. But
no,
it's
not
a story that, I didn't want it to be. I just wanted to be honest about, hey, here's where I am. And hopefully that makes the story a little more meaningful in the end, because a lot did change in my life. And this wasn't a trip that I thought I'd ever be able to take as a person who didn't drink anymore. But not only was I able to do it, I was able to really, really enjoy it and really savor it, which was a wonderful surprise.
How many pounds did you lose over the summer?
So, over that summer, about 40.
Ah!
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a good, I need to keep doing these books because they're the only time I ever lose any weight. I lost, you know, like 37 pounds in Ireland. I lost probably 50 pounds of Paper Tiger. I get all, you know, I come home, I write the book, I get fat again.
Oh, yes, yes.
Sitting at my desk for 6 months. And then I have to go do another book to get back in shape. So
I also love. See, I don't want to give away anything. You got to read this book, and I don't want to tell you anything. I don't want to tell you where the ball drops. I don't want to tell you whether he qualifies for the Open. I don't want to say any of that because this is just a really. What did you ask when you were on the radio asking if people wanted to come and play? Were you worried that maybe Robert wouldn't be there for the whole time, and maybe you'd need some friends, some. You know, in these lonely, lonesome places, you might like to have a friendly face?
Absolutely. I knew I needed some companions because I've certainly got to know myself over the years and doing these trips, and I can tend to kind of like check out and isolate and get a little bit lost in what I'm doing. I'm like, if I don't have people here to like shake me out of that, it's going to become just like this myopic thing in my head. And it was great to have people there because it allowed me to see Scotland and Lynx courses through people's eyes who had never seen them before. And that was wonderful. To play with someone who'd never played Lynx golf before, after myself having played hundreds and hundreds of Lynx rounds, to see it through their eyes, it just reminded me how magical it is to play golf in the dunes. And it is.
It's
true.
Yeah, it's not like I'm saying, yeah, I know from having been there, but yeah, I know from having read what you've written, and it's truly wonderful. And Robert, St. Andrews, whoever made this place knew something. They knew it. A very simple, very pure answer to this game. It's gotten buried under all of the numbers and all the beep. I have to beat myself out on that one. But you can feel it here. Golf has bones, and we just played them. Thank you very much, Tom Coyne. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Danielle, thank you.
Yeah, and that was Robert encouraging Tom to do this trip and saying this is where we're going to find the secret. And 111 golf courses later and 48 pounds lost, Tom Coyne, you have made a very beautiful book. It's called, he's a New York Times bestselling author, and this one is a course called Scotland. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Kevin Markham. He's in Ireland, where it is the Irish Open, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
St. Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best. As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer. He's the editor of Destination Golf. His book is Hooked, an amateur's guide to the golf courses of Ireland and driving the green. Welcome into the clubhouse, Kevin.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, good. Really good. So we just went to Scotland with Tom Coyne, who walked through the entire country of Ireland and had a book that was, of course, called Ireland. So we're back in Ireland, where it is right now the duty-free, help me with this one, Irish Open.
it's the Dubai-free duty. You got me going in there. Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. They've been the sponsors for about 4 years, so it's really brought the Irish Open back to life, which is fabulous for Ireland. I mean, a few years ago, I think it was back in 2010, the winner walked away with €250,000, and now it's €1.1 million for the winner. And it's hold on a second, I've got a phone ringing here.
Sure, no problem.
I think the whole
it's the Dubai Duty-Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. Interestingly enough, Rory McIlroy has either missed the cut or won whenever he's played in this particular event. And
that's
now,
right.
You know, so now with Rory, I don't know about the winning, and he hasn't missed the cut. So it looks like he's just going to have to be one of the guys playing.
That's right. He's the leading Irish contender, and he's in 33rd place. So unfortunately, we're not going to have an Irish winner this year because, he's 13 shots off the pace, so I'm afraid that's not going to happen even for Rory. So it's disappointing, man. Obviously, every year we get very excited and we hope we're going to get an Irish winner. But as you say, he's the four times he's played it since he's been a host, he's missed three cuts and he's won it. So that's it. up until this year, he's either in or he was out.
Yeah, so it's really a beautiful golf course, absolutely gorgeous. And Kevin Markham, when I say golf photographer, I mean he makes beautiful, beautiful golf courses just pop, okay? And you can find his work at kevinmarkhamphotography.com, is that it?
That's right, kevinmarkhamphotography.com. Exactly.
Yeah, and you can see his work, and if you like, you can even get some of his photographs enlarged so you can frame them. Absolutely beautiful. The Ballyliffin Golf Club in County Donegal is one of the top 100 in Britain. That's where they're playing. What kind of a course is that? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I have to say, when I knew Tom was coming on the show, he's a fabulous guy. I've actually played golf with him. I actually played with him on his trip when he was running around Scotland like a mad thing, trying to play all those courses. So I was picking out his book, A Course Called Ireland, to find out what he'd said about the Ballyliffin. So, you know, it's absolutely... I mean, he just says, you know, we hated to leave Ballyliffin, not just because it was perhaps a Lynx lover's retreat, but two formidable 18-hole courses. I mean, this is the great thing about Ballyliffin. There are two courses. They have an old course, and the old isn't that old. It dates back, I think, to the 70s. But the new course is the Glashidi, which is where they're playing the Irish Open. It's one of these big, muscular dune courses. I mean, it's classic with all the modern flourishes that come with design these days. And I was actually playing it on Wednesday. I was very fortunate to be invited to play in the Pro-Am. So I got to play it as the pros are playing it now. Not from the same tees, I hasten to add. But, you know, the pro I was playing with, he's a pro of yesteryear, shall we say. I mean, he's 65 now and he still plays beautifully. But he reckoned that minus 10 would win it. And at the moment, the leader is minus 14. So we're probably a little bit off that. But in these conditions, it's very, very tough to play. I mean, I've always been one to say I want the wind to blow because it'll show the Lynx at its very best, because you've got to be so careful on the Lynx playing golf. And the fairways are baked. The greens are beautiful and green, but they're very fast. So, I mean, that presents its own challenges. And I think, you know, from listening to what Tom was saying there, it is a very, very different experience playing Lynx. And for all those people who've played Parkland and thought, oh, you know, a Lynx is just another type of course, it's an entirely different game.
It's a different game. It's a different world. And Ryan, Eric Von Ryan is doing quite well. He's taking off 14 under and another round to go. So he's really in the groove. He's a South African, feeling very comfortable on those Lynx courses.
Well, it's his first year on the main European tour. So, I mean, this is huge for him. I mean, obviously, I really hope he holds it together, because it's very exciting to see that. And I mean, further down the field, I mean, you know, right behind him, there's a guy called Ryan Fox. And behind him, there's a guy called Joachim Lagergren, I think. And they're two guys who have both played on the smaller European tour, and both won in Northern Ireland in the last, I think, 3 years. So it's great to see these guys taking a big step up. And I guess that's one of the fabulous things about watching golf at a lower level, shall we say. But, you know, you see the stars of the future, and they come through, and then you see them playing on the big tour. I mean, you only have to say the name Brooks Koepka, and you've got this guy who was nowhere, two, 3 years ago, and now he's a WS Open champion.
Exactly. And from the U.S. standpoint, we have Peter Uihlein, who is playing in the Irish Open, and Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. And it's so exciting because I like the way Peter went. He went away from the U.S. Web.com tour and went to the Challenge Tour and went and played European golf. I thought that was a really good idea to really find your game, kind of what Tom was talking about earlier, finding your game. Tell me about the Atlantic Coast Challenge for those of us who'd like to go and play but don't know really how to plan an event, want it planned for us.
Well, I think Americans who come to Ireland to play golf, they come on package tours. Now, so everything is done for them. Now, that's a sweeping generalization. I appreciate there are an awful lot of guys who do all the hard work themselves, and they find the accommodation and they negotiate the rates with the golf clubs. We have at least a dozen tournaments that are open to amateurs. Anyone can play in it. As long as you've got a handicap certificate, you are welcome to come and play. And they're just some of our best courses. So next week I'm heading off to play in this Atlantic Coast Challenge, which plays County Sligo, Enniscrone, and Carn. Now, Carn and Enniscrone are in my top three best golf courses in Ireland. So for $125, euro, I don't know how quite that relates to dollars, but it's not far off, you get to play these three courses.
Wow.
And that is phenomenal value for money. And you're playing it in, you know, they make sure the courses are in excellent condition. And, I mean, you get a few little freebies, but let's forget about the freebies because they're not particularly important. Really, it's that you get to play these courses for next to nothing. I mean, Royal Portrush, until recently. I think basically when they got the Open Championship, they pulled out of one that they were in. So one of their courses is still in, I think it's the Northwest. No, Causeway Coast Challenge is another one. So, I mean, they just offer you the opportunity to play in these tournaments. And as long as you know when they're on, you can plan your holidays around them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you cannot beat it for value for money.
Where would I find out how to get in touch with the person that I would organize being a part of the Atlantic Coast Challenge?
Well, I think for something like that, you either go to the Carn Links website. They tend to manage most of the entries. But, I mean, if you know the names of the different tournaments, you just look them up on Facebook or online.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit of digging around, and they'll pop up pretty quickly.
Is tourism still booming for Ireland?
Yes, tourism is most definitely booming for Ireland. You know, we had, obviously, everything sort of slowed down back in the end of 2008 for several years. But, yeah, it's back booming now, and golf is back to its best. I mean, I'm saying this is a positive. Our green fees are going up.
Oh.
So, I mean, when you look at the likes of Lahinch and Ballybunion, Tralee, Waterville, all the guys on the west coast there, down in the southwest, their green fees have gone up. And, I mean, you know, you never want green fees to go up, but at the same time, it reflects how popular they are and the fact that business is booming. And that's
yeah.
the same pretty much with all the links courses around the country.
Now, why are they selling the K Club? What's going on with that?
If I knew that, Danielle, if I knew that. I was actually bemused by that because Dr. Michael Smurfit, you know, put huge amounts of effort and money into that. It was always his baby, and suddenly it's been sold.
Yeah.
It caught me off guard, so yeah, I was a bit surprised by that.
Yeah, it's like, what? What? After doing all that work? He's okay. And where are you off to next?
Well, the Atlantic Coast Challenge is the big thing, and then after that I have the distinct privilege of going to play the new Adair course down in Limerick.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a major thing. It only opened up this year again after Tom Fazio had been designing it. So I think it's been closed for close to 2 years.
Yeah.
And they've just completely redone it. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to talking about it with you. You'll have to come back real soon, so I want to know about Adair.
I will do. I will let you know all about it.
Kevin Markham, golf photographer and writer. You can find him at Kevin Markham. Tell me, KevinMarkhamPhotography.com. Is that it?
That's it.
Yes, KevinMarkhamPhotography.com. Go there. You'll see his work. Awesome. Thanks for being on, Kevin.
That's great, Danielle. Thanks very much.
And Diana DeLucia, standing by. We'll be back right after this with you. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screen.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
I'm still thinking about that head-to-head match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson with $10 million at stake. Who would you take? Diana DeLucia is the founder and editor-in-chief of Golf Kitchen, a coffee table book, and the second one is coming out, too. Coffee table book that is absolutely exquisite. And Golf Kitchen magazine, the next issue out late July, award-winning food photographer. 3 weeks ago, Diana was with us here in the studio talking. Well, actually, she was by phone, but she was at Shinnecock for the U.S. Open. On Tuesday, she'll be over at the New York Yacht Club, and then she's going to be at the Foreign Press meeting because she belongs to the Foreign Press Association, and she was at the New York Stock Exchange to ring the bell for their 100th. Are you doing enough, Diana?
How are you today, Danielle?
I'm good. Keeping up with your schedule is tough.
I don't know. I still feel like I'm not doing enough.
All right. Well, then let's just get you really busy here. Okay, 2 days after the Gary Player Invitational. And by the way, Diana DeLucia was at the Gary Player Invitational last year, taking photographs of Gary Player for the cover of her magazine. That was the second issue. So 2 days after this coming up Gary Player Invitational, there's going to be Golf Kitchen Edgewood, New Jersey. This is fantastic, on October 4th.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, don't you think? This is our first actual fine dining soiree, as we decided we'd call it. So we have chefs from Glen Arbor, which is the home of the Gary Player International in the United States. We have Chef Michael Ruggiero. He will be cooking. We have Anthony Giacopinello from Sabonic Golf Club will be cooking. And Edgewood Chef Anthony Villanova will be cooking. And then we're just waiting on two clubs to confirm, and I can announce those soon. But it's going to be a great sit-down, fine dining dinner. Everything that I like to do, everything that I've wanted to show off for Golf Kitchen, it gives these guys a chance to really, really focus. They're doing one dish each for the members. I think there's about 200 seats available to members, guests, and some very lucky people. And I think it's going to be a great success.
I certainly hope that it's going to be the tickets. There will be some tickets open after the members and the guests get theirs. Golf Kitchen, just to give you a little background, if this is the first time, it's a 600-page coffee table book, and it's a collectible. It's got 18 chapters. Each chapter features the chef at some of the most exclusive private courses in the world. Inside the pages, of course, you get to meet the chefs. How often do you get to talk to these men and women? Diana goes through Winged Foot, Tradition, Emirates Golf Club in Dubai, Roll Isabella in Puerto Rico, Arnold Palmer's Bay Hill. She launched Golf Kitchen with the Friends of James Beard Benefit Dinner hosted by Kiowa Island and Voices at Cacique. A lot of stuff that's been going on, including at Punta Mita. It was the inaugural Golf Kitchen Punta Mita in April with a Golf Kitchen cup for the chefs who love to play golf. It's such a great combination. I mean, some don't, but a lot of the chefs who are working in these fabulous golf courses, golf kitchens, they do like the game. And it's just been so much fun watching this all come about, Diane. You don't do enough. You're working on book two, and you're working on Magazine 8. You've got, let's see, the next one's coming out in July. And then we've got the September-October cover is J.D. Pietro of Boca West. The 2019 issue of the year, the first issue of the year, features Ming Tsai on the cover with an interview by Winged Foot. I love that, chefs interviewing chefs.
Yeah, I think it's a great combination. I know they enjoy it, too. It gives them a chance to really talk about their skills together and over a game of golf.
Yeah, and I'm going to see if... I hope your second book includes King Kamehameha on Maui with the excellent Japanese cuisine. It would be great to have you back in Hawaii. You're also putting together something... See, this, she says she's not doing enough... You're putting together something at Stock Farm Golf Club in Hamilton, Montana, Montana's best private golf course, golf club with food, music, amazing golf course designed by Tom Fazio. What's going to be happening at Stock Farm?
Isn't that a stunning property?
Yes, it is.
I can't wait to get over there to speak to Chef Peter Mentier about what he's doing at Stock Farm Club. I've been waiting for over a year. And it looks like sometime around September I'll be making that journey, and I can't tell you how excited I am about that trip.
Yeah. Have you talked to him about what he specializes in? Just a second. I have to take care of the FCC. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. So is there some special food that they like to prepare there in Montana?
Chef Mancier is a native to Montana, but he moved to Chicago for many, many years. So he's kind of blending his Montana roots with his Chicago roots. But he's also classically trained and a very, very capable chef, which is why he has the position at Stock Farm.
Wow. So that would be cool to have Stock Farm come to Golf Kitchen Punta Mita April 25th to the 29th. Oh, you've already got, Edgewood, Sabonic, Glen Arbor, they're all committed already. And
yes.
Wouldn't that be something to get something from the Midwest?
I've already told Peter about Punta Mita, and I'm pretty sure we can make that happen. I don't think Montana is into heavy golf season in April, so I think it'd be a great time for him.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. So I think I've covered everything that you're not doing very much of. So what do you do with the Foreign Press?
I'm an executive board director at the Foreign Press Association of America and New York. It's in New York City. And the Foreign Press is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year at a big gala in November, November the 7th, I do believe. Not sure of the venue yet. But we are really heavily into promoting foreign journalists who are freelance and who really have a passion for telling the truth. One of our journalists, Kim Wall, as you know, was murdered overseas, and a lot of this is to honor Kim Wall and really bring a resurgence to the Foreign Press Association. We've been very fortunate to have some amazing politicians come and speak for us, like Mr. Scaramucci. And next week we're speaking to Jay Johnson about the current immigration crisis. So it should be a very interesting and informative session. But like I said, it is private journalists who really dig in to tell the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. And you will be traveling from your home to stay overnight for this event. It's in New York?
Yeah, it's always in New York.
Yeah. And you get to stay at the New York Yacht Club?
Hey, don't tell anyone that.
Hey, don't tell anybody. You're staying at the New York Yacht Club. That's a really amazing place. You weren't you just there?
You probably dinked me now.
A couple of months ago, weren't you? Did I really? Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Didn't really.
No, I was kidding.
Weren't you there just a couple of months ago?
No, that was only a couple of weeks ago.
Was it a couple of weeks ago?
Oh my goodness! Like the place is extremely historical. It's amazing to walk through the New York Yacht Club. Just looking at all the trophies the library, the yachts, the model yachts. They have yacht models all over the place, America's Cup trophies. The walls are covered. It's just, it's like a walk back in time in history of yachting.
I bet.
I've never seen anything like it.
I bet. I just am trying to imagine the wood. I mean, I imagine the room that you were in was, paneled in beautiful, whatever the native wood would be. I'm thinking oak or something. You know, it's that kind of history.
They have their chef there is John Rella, and I think he's a native to the Hamptons or out that way, Long Island way. And his kitchen in there, he's really brought it up to a really high standard. You can't even imagine. The kitchen's stunning. And the food quality is just out of this world. Like, they're eating really, really good food in there.
It's the New York Yacht Club. So on the cover, somebody else who's eating really, really good food is anybody who gets to go to Sabonic. And the when the magazine gets to us, this latest issue has Sabonic's Anthony Jacopanella on the cover, and it should be in our mailboxes by the end of the month. You've been going through the learning process. This is your first solo. You're all by yourself putting this magazine together. In the sense of being editor-in-chief and making sure that everything is up to quality that you expect. It's an interesting process that you've gone through, and I really want to just applaud what we see. The two issues that we've gotten so far, because they come out quarterly, are beautiful, and the work that you do is excellent. Your food photography, you're award-winning. Just thank you so much for the diligence that you put to the excellent work that you want to put out and not, skimping on anything and now wanting to get it even better with the pages. It's recipes, interviews with the chefs about their philosophies. So much is in Golf Kitchen magazine, and you can go to golfkitchen.com. Her book is available there as well as her magazine subscription. You can subscribe. And it should be a real kick when Ming Tsai and this interview is done. I'm looking forward. He's actually got a great sense of humor, doesn't he?
Oh, he's fabulous. He's like the Energizer Bunny, Ming Tsai. He's just like, I can't believe. When I look at him, then I know that I'm not doing enough.
Oh, yeah.
I can still do more.
You can do more. You can do more. So what more do you want to do?
Well, I'm looking into, I have a proposal for Yacht Kitchen. So I'd like to feature the New York Yacht Club, but it's not set in stone. So hopefully the gods will be with us and we'll be able to tell the stories of the chefs in the yacht galleys and kitchens.
Wow. And
doesn't that sound exciting?
It does sound exciting. I see a whole new line. Now, do they call them galleys in yacht clubs and not kitchens?
No.
Okay.
No, but I think we'll say something like Yacht Kitchen, a journey through the finest galleys in the world or something like that. So you heard it from me.
It's my
Wishful
idea.
Thinking.
Yes,
thinking.
I think it's wonderful. So Golf Kitchen Edgewood is in New Jersey. Edgewood, New Jersey, that Edgewood. There's so many Edgewoods. October 4th, fine dining soiree, and we're hoping that it's going to be open to ticket buyers. We're going to find out soon, yes?
Yeah. If you just check back on my website or newsletters, sign up for the newsletter. I send them out probably every month. I don't like hammer people with them. So when you get one, it's usually well thought out. There's one thing I wanted to say. I wanted to thank a fan of mine and Golf Kitchen and yours. It's Fred Meergaard.
Oh.
He's been incredibly, incredibly supportive. And, I just want him to know, I know he's listening. Just thank you very much.
Thank you, Fred. Yes, for all of your support. It's wonderful how you follow us and make sure that we know you're there. Makes me feel good. Thank you, Diana. That was very cool. That's nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And so we've got Golf Kitchen Edgewood, New Jersey, October 4th. If that's too soon for you to make plans, you can always get-together at Golf Kitchen Punta Mita in 2019. It's April 25th to the 29th. This isn't just evenings of eating and having a wonderful time. It's also 2 days golf tournament. Is there going to be the Golf Kitchen Cup with the chefs taking on one another on the course?
Well, we have the Golf Kitchen Golf Tournament, which is whoever wants to enter the tournament.
Yes.
The chefs are playing in that. The chefs do play in that tournament. And we also have the chef playoff as well. And obviously the same kinds of things we did this year. Obviously it's going to be better and better every year. It's an exciting undertaking. Tickets will be on sale probably in the next few months. I know you can pre-order them now. I'm not sure of the actual address, but if somebody wants to send me an email, I could forward that on to the correct people.
Excellent. And we would email you through your website, golfkitchen.com. Diana DeLucia, thank you for being on the show and being so busy. You are very busy. And I'm glad.
Not today.
Okay.
I'm in Boston and I'm at the Prudential Center and I was looking at the Tesla vehicle. Oh my God, it's absolutely stunning.
Nice. Yes.
I'm not normally a car person, but this thing's got like three rows of seats. It looks like a sedan. It's gorgeous. It's got a big like iPad at the front. Looks like an iPad.
No distractions in the car. Diana DeLucia, editor-in-chief and founder of Golf Kitchen, always fun to talk with you. Thank you for staying on top of it, and I hope you'll hear from King Kamehameha real soon. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Aloha, everybody. Have a great day. Thank you, Danielle.
We're going to come back and talk with Mike May. He just got back from the UK, Britain. So we've been to Ireland and Scotland, and now we're going to England, just outside London, where he went and played Kent golf. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is 6 times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your expert's on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we're going to go to the UK. We're going to go to Britain. We're going to go to Kent, which is a little area just outside of London, and it's not really all that little. Mike May, golf and travel writer. We talked with him before he went. He's back. What was it like? That's the question we're going to be asking Mike May. And did he feel the ghost? Welcome back into the clubhouse, Mike.
It's a pleasure. I felt ghosts, legends, and everything in between when I was at Kent.
Yes. Well, you were in Hever Castle. Is it Hever?
Hever, yes. H-E-V-E-R. It was completed in 1270. It was the childhood home of Anne Boleyn, who was the second wife of Henry VIII, and she had her head chopped off. But,
yes, that's where the ghost I was wondering about.
her head was chopped off in the Tower of London. So it's a very positive remnant memory in Hever Castle and the young Anne Boleyn.
Oh, my goodness. Just the idea of being able to stay in a place that was, it's an old building in America if it's 100 years old. And in Europe, you can stay in places. There's a pharmacy in Dubrovnik that was opened in, like, 1290, you know, and they're still running it like a store. You walk in, you ask for what you need, and you walk out, and it's the little sign says 1290. So let's get back to golf in Kent, which included the night at the you were in the Pippin Room. What was special
about
it?
Well, the Pippin Room is not named after the Charles Dickens character Pippin. It's actually named after the Pippin apple because there's an apple orchard on site at Hever Castle. So I actually stayed in a wing that was created as an extension of the castle, but I looked out and saw the moat. I was just a few feet away from the actual castle, but it's all part of the same complex, and it was delightful. Every room at Hever Castle is different. They're not all conventional cookie-cutter type rooms. Every modern convenience you'd imagine, as well as an incredible tea and coffee set. It's just an amazing place. The gardens there are exquisite. I was there less than 24 hours. I want to go back and stay 2 days.
Wow, and you had a glorious day at Royal St. George's. Tell us about
yes.
Royal St. George's.
Well, the Royal St. George's experience was really the second of a two-day experience. I had, on the 12th of June, I started out with 18 holes that morning at Littlestone, which is just down the road. It is a British Open qualifying site. It links right along the English Channel. That afternoon, then I went and played at Royal Cinque Ports, which is up in Deal, just 30 minutes away. Cinque Ports hosted the Open in 1909 and 1920. And then the next day, Wednesday, June 13th, my buddy Neil and I've got a buddy of mine from Cornwall who drove up. He joined me for the round at Royal St. Ports. And then at 7:55 on June 13th, we had just an incredibly beautiful day. The caddy said it was the best weather day of the year at St. George's. When I showed up at the caddy shack, the caddy master, Sean, said, "Mr. May, you will play millionaire's golf today." I said, "What is millionaire's golf?" He said, "There'll be no one in front of you and no one behind you."
Wow.
And that's exactly the way it was. We played as a two-ball. At Royal St. George's, they like you to play in two balls, either two singles or foursomes, which is alternate shot. That's the method of – I think one day a week they allow three balls and four balls. The weather was spectacular. We played it under 4 hours. We both had caddies. They told incredible stories. In fact, I had a GoPro camera, and I was recording the stories on videotape, for the lack of a better term, to use old or terminology.
Yeah,
but
right.
It was, yeah it's Royal St. George's. It was probably the nicest, most amazing golf experience that I've had in my life, and I've had some good ones. And on the 18th tee, I actually played pretty well that day. My caddy Gary said, "You know, Mike, you need four to win the Open."
You know, when you have a caddy,
and I got four, and I got a four.
You got a four when you have when you have a caddy. They're participating. They're giving you all the knowledge. Tell us how this works. How do you make a tee time at Royal St. George's? How do you arrange a caddy? What do you give him when it's all said and done? What's the tip? How does that work?
Well, that's a good question. You can actually go to royalstgeorges.com, and there's a little tab that says book a tee time, and so you can go on there on any given day and see if there's tee times available at Royal St. George's. Generally speaking, it's Monday through Thursday you can get a tee time, not Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The charge for the caddy is £50, and the tip should be a minimum of 20 to 30 pounds. And then the green fee on top of that, depending on the time of the year, right now the green fee is around £210, but trust me, it's worth it. Now, as a golf writer, they did waive my green fee. I got a freebie in that respect. But I did pay for the caddy fee, and then I paid a tip, and I had a few gifts with them as well. So it was a 70-pound day for me, and it was worth it. The caddy is, for me, is he tells you where to hit it, why to hit it, what might be a good club, what might be a good approach. But he's also a motivator out there. He says, "You can do this." He said, "I've seen you swing. You can do this shot." And and then the stories. It's a guided tour with a golf experience.
That's wonderful. Now, what is the exchange rate right now, just about?
It's, I think a pound is worth $1.35 for a pound or so. It's not that bad. It used to be a lot more expensive.
Yes, yeah.
But then after I played Royal St. George's, we had lunch there. I highly recommend staying for lunch in the garden patio area. Gosh, it was delightful. And then afternoon, we went over to Prince's, which is side-by-side, and we played 18 holes there. So we had back-to-back 36-hole days on courses, three of which have hosted Opens. Prince's hosted the Open in 1932, won by Gene Sarazen. St. George's has hosted 14 Opens, including the Open in 2020. It was designed as the St. Andrews of the South.
Wow.
And it was the first location outside of Scotland to host a British Open. That was back in 1894 and 95. So lots of history.
Of history there. So then we're off to the Lodge at Prince's.
Yes, Prince's is great. It's 27 holes, the shores, the dunes, and the Himalayas. We played the shore and the Himalayas. I've heard discussion, rumors, scuttlebutt, that they might bring the Open back there in 2032, which would be the 100th anniversary. And I think what they would do is they would pick the best 18 out of the current 27. When we played at St. George's and Prince's, we stayed at the Lodge at Prince's, which is a small 25-room lodge that overlooks the English Channel. There's a nice practice putting green next to it. They have a marvelous bar, great restaurant. I mean, if you're into golf and you want to have just an incredible day and experience, you stay at the lodges and you play Royal St. George's and you play Prince's.
Now, I'm thinking, I think of the Cliffs of Dover, when you talk about the English Channel.
Yep.
So do you see something like that from that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. When I drove from Littlestone up to Deal to play the second 18 on the first afternoon, I'll go right through Dover, and you run right into the White Cliffs of Dover. You see it. It's like, holy cow. you can see France on a clear day. You're not far from the channel. I mean, you are right there on the cusp of Northwest Europe. You're in the southeast of England. The weather's great. The food is great. The proximity of London cannot be any closer. Royal St. George's is the closest open location to the city of London. You can land at Heathrow and in less than 2 hours be on the first tee at Royal St. George's. It's even closer if you fly into Gatwick. The weather was great. The scenery is spectacular. The history is beyond compare. There is just no better day for golf and lunch than at Royal St. George's.
Awesome. Now, let's talk about there's the mini museum. What's in the museum?
Yeah, that's at the Lodge of Prince's. On the last day, before we all departed, Neil went back to Cornwall, and I went up to Northern Kent. It's a small little museum that actually has the sand wedge that Gene Sarazen invented. It's there. I touched it. They have letters and pictures and trophies and awards and everything connected to the growth of golf at Prince's. It's spectacular. Videos. The people who have played at Prince's. And won there and competed there. It's a Hall of Fame caliber.
Oh, yeah. So you played 8 courses in 6 days.
Yes. I played 18 holes at the Hever Castle Golf Club, which is 2/10 of a mile from Hever Castle. The next day I played 9 holes. It's only a 9-hole course at Leeds Castle Golf Club. And holes 5, 6, and 7 are backed up against Leeds Castle, a 900-year-old castle. When you stand on the 5th tee at Leeds Castle, you look down the hill to this downhill par 4, and you see this massive castle with this huge moat. You say, oh, my gosh, is this for real make-believe?
It's a hazard.
Yeah, it is. You don't want to airmail the green when you play the 5th at Leeds Castle Golf Club. I had dinner there at the Castle View restaurant, which is overlooks the castle. It's excellent. And then towards the tail end of the trip, I played at North Foreland, and then I finished my trip at London Golf Club. It was a whirlwind visit. I was there 10 days in all, and I felt like a month, and I did it all and then some.
Wow, and this is Golf in Kent.
Yes, golfinkent.co.uk. There's cathedrals to see. There's castles to visit. Dover Castle, spectacular. I never made it there. Just didn't have time. I'm supposed to go back. There was a story on Prince's. There was a little plaque that represented the site of a landing a crash landing during the war by a young man who grew up as a player and as a caddy and eventually became an accomplished player. And he actually was coming back from a bombing mission in Germany. He was running out of fuel, but he knew that Princes was nearby and had wide fairways. He might be able to crash land his vehicle, his plane. And he did. And then Henry Longhurst wrote, the late, great Henry Longhurst wrote him a letter afterwards. He did survive the crash landing, saying, I can't remember his name. He said, as usual, you are out of bounds on your landing. You know.
Well, thank you very much. I'm just glad to be alive, sir. I apologize greatly. Oh, this is wonderful. So I'm reading from Golf in Kent, Garden of England. It's golfinkent.co.uk, and conveniently located close to London and its three international airports. Kent is easily accessible to overseas visitors and offers a treasure trove of highly regarded championship courses from links to parkland, clifftop to downland, as well as a host of historic and cultural attractions such as the Canterbury Cathedral, Dover Castle, White Cliffs of Dover, as Mike May has been telling us. Kent, known as the Garden of England, also has a growing reputation for its local gastronomic fare and its fine wines, whilst it's also the home to Britain's oldest brewer.
Yes, I had a tour there. That was spectacular.
What is the oldest brewer?
Haversham Brewery. It's in the town of Haversham, and I'm just pulling up my notes. There were so many places that I visited.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah,
we have 30 seconds, so it's I just am really impressed with the whole idea of being able to go to London, experience London, and then be able to get out of town and go to the garden, you know, the Garden of England, and then play golf on these fabulous golf courses and see the history that's right all around you and being taken care of and cared for.
It was a Shepherd Neame Brewery in Faversham. It was incredible.
And the food was great, and the spirits were fine.
Everything was spectacular. I never was hungry, and I never was thirsty. So.
Okay, Mike May, golf writer. Where can we find you, Mike? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. I'm actually adding to it as we speak, MikeMayMarketing.com. There's a little button on there for Golf in Kent that I'll be adding to in the coming weeks. So,
with videos.
With
videos, right?
And video. I took your great videos, and I actually downloaded them today. So hopefully within a few days I'll have some stuff up there that people can see the sights of what I saw in person.
Well, let me know so I can show them on my Facebook page and Twitter and LinkedIn and, Thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for taking us on a journey.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Aloha, Mike May. The
Aloha.
Golf Club is made possible by these great people at Futurastone Creative Plumbing, Rainer Doors. First of all, let's start with Futurastone. By the way, Neighbor Islands, Creative Plumbing, Futurastone, Rainer Doors, just give them a call. Futurastone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project. Regardless of what you're working on, give them a call because they've got, they specialize in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, but other natural stones. They have AquaPave on-site stormwater source control systems, those interlocking concrete pavers. You can make a runway using those. And the Roman stack walls, Futurastone, only the best. Rainer Doors, it's time. The overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, protect your home. Protect your family. Make sure that your overhead door is, no longer the one that you've just been kind of putting up with and always wanting to maybe replace. Provide lasting security and safety for your home or your business. Rainer Doors increase the value of your home, by the way, with a major return on your investment by getting a Rainer door. And Creative Plumbing. All right, Creative Plumbing can just do about anything you want, whether you're a shopping center or representing a custom home, townhouse, a new build, a renovation, a repair. It's Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing. I want to thank you for your mama. It's going to be kind of a rainy day, but the winds are out of the north. It's going to be a fabulous one, a little hot. Use your sunscreen when you're on the course today. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.